From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There are conflicting reports about a U.S. airstrike that killed at least 40 people in Iraq's western desert today. U.S. military officials said the target was a safe house for suspected foreign fighters not far from Iraq's border with Syria. Iraqi witnesses said the airstrike hit civilians at a wedding party.
The news came as a U.S. soldier pleaded guilty today in the first court-martial in the prisoner abuse scandal, and as top military commanders answered questions on Capitol Hill. More on those stories in a moment, but first NPR's Peter Kenyon on the airstrike in western Iraq.
Both the U.S. military and Iraqis agree there was an airstrike at 3 o'clock this morning local time in a small village close to the Iraqi-Syrian border. A videotape obtained by Associated Press Television and aired on a number of stations in Baghdad shows blood-stained bodies being loaded into a pickup truck and graves being prepared by villagers. The initial report from witnesses and an Iraqi police official said that members of a wedding party had fired into the air, and a few hours later the American airstrike hit. But Brigadier General Mark Kimmett later disputed that account, saying U.S. forces had conducted an operation southwest of the town of Al-Qaim against, quote, foreign fighters in a safe house. Kimmett told the Reuters news agency that the airstrike was within the military's rules of engagement, saying the Americans responded to fire from the ground. He also said a large amount of money, satellite communications gear, and Syrian passports were found at the site. The U.S. has been working to control Iraq's large borders with both Syria and Iran, although U.S. officials say foreign fighters continue to make up a small percentage of the enemy. The videotape of the attack's aftermath showed at least one child's body, and a hospital official told the Al Arabiya television channel that the dead bodies included a number of women and children. News of the airstrike and video of the bodies being buried quickly pushed news of the first U.S. court-martial in the prison abuse scandal out of the lead in both English and Arabic-language newscasts in Iraq. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.